Let's start here.
I want to love someone and to have somebody love me back. But I don't want to be 20 years old and married. I'm too young for that.
There's been this really worrisome shift with a handful of companies, Facebook, Apple, Google, that now have an outsized influence on how we use the internet.
I'd lived right in the middle of Over the Rhine during that experience. And so in an act of real indignance and in a partnership with Urban Sites at the time, they gave me 6 months free rent and I opened a store in 13th and Clay.
This is WVXU's Discovery Podcast, Start Here, a chance to sample some of the more interesting podcasts and episodes from the over 300,000 podcasts available today. I'm Trip Eldridge, and as your podcast jockey, I'll bring you three podcast samples in each episode of Start Here, two from the exploding national podcast world, and one from the wonderfully creative community of podcasters right here in Cincinnati and the Tri-State. We'll also check out the hottest podcasts from the iTunes podcast chart. And remember, you can always get a complete listing of our favorite podcasts at Podcast Central on WVXU.org. Also, if you have a podcast you'd like to share or a specific episode you liked, let us know. Just email us or call us. Tell us your name, your podcast recommendation, why you like it, and why you want to share it. Our email is podcast at WVXU.org. Or give us a call. Leave us a voicemail, 513-294-8030. That's 513-294-8030. Okay, it's time now to start here. Today in our National Podcast Spotlight, we look at two Webby Award podcasts. A Webby is an award for excellence on the internet, presented annually by the International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences. It's made up of over 1,000 industry experts and technology innovators, and the national podcast episodes we're featuring today were both nominated for this year's Webby Award for Best Podcast Episode and are both available at WVXU's Podcast Central. The first Webby nominee is from the podcast Radio Diaries. Radio Diaries tells the extraordinary stories of ordinary life. It has won every major award in broadcast journalism and produced some of the most memorable documentaries ever heard. And in doing so, they helped pioneer a new form of citizen journalism. Here's a remarkable sample of the Radio Diaries episode, the story of Madge Abujani. Madge is a teenager living in Saudi Arabia, one of the most restrictive countries for women in the world. She wants to be a scientist, but her family wants to arrange her marriage. From the age of 19 to 21, Madge chronicled her life with a microphone, taking us inside a society where the voices of women are rarely heard. In this Webby-nominated episode, Madge is contemplating a prearranged marriage proposal.
My mother is saying that there's another person who wants to get married to me. My mom says he's very well-mannered and polite. His professor sees him in the mosque. So I asked my mom how she feels. She says, there's nothing that I would love more than for you to be with me forever and not get married at all, but you have to, you know, it's how life goes. So we'll just make sure that he's the right person. It's the 13th, I think, of Ramadan, and it's Friday. And I'm here with my sister-in-law, Raghad. She asked me if I actually want to get married. She says, I feel like you're really scared of marriage. I told her, well, yeah, I am really scared. And I feel like I like my alone time and I can't imagine being really, you know, chilling in my room and somebody coming to me and asking me to cook for him. She says, well, yeah, that. She says that at first it's a little strange because you don't know that person. But as days go on, you get to know him better. Both of you get used to each other and end up loving each other. So here's what happened. I met the guy who proposed to me. I don't want to say his name. I'll just refer to him as the guy. So I asked the guy, what do you want to achieve in life? He was like, I want to change the way energy is used in Saudi Arabia. He said, we use a very old system and I want to invent something. I looked at him and I was like, yeah, nice. that's a good answer. And he was like, what about you? And I told him, I want to prove that being a Muslim Saudi woman who wears a headscarf, it doesn't stop me from being a scientist. And his eyes shone a little bit, you know? It was a good feeling. Truthfully, this is embarrassing. I've just been thinking about love, you know? If I'll ever have a go at it. My potential future fiancé. He seems like a nice guy, a good guy. But I don't want to get married. Marriage is so much more than that. It's so much more. Like, you have to listen to what your husband says. It's a religious requirement. And even though I know that since God said it, then it's for the best, it's hard for me to comply with that. I want to love someone and to have somebody love me back. But I don't want to be 20 years old and married. I'm too young for that.
That's 19-year-old Saudi Maj Abdujani on the podcast Radio Diaries. According to the New York Times, Radio Diaries has been operating for 20 years, helping to pioneer a style of first-person documentary that's strongly influenced many of the story-driven podcasts that are currently in vogue. You can find it now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Our second 2017 Webby-nominated episode is from the podcast Freakonomics Radio. The podcast is hosted by Stephen J. Dubner, co-author of the best-selling Freakonomics books. The podcast explores the riddles of everyday life and the weird wrinkles of human nature, from cheating and crime to parenting and sports. This 2017 Webby Award-winning episode is all about the internet. It's a remarkable ecosystem that allows each of us to exercise control over our lives, but how much control do we really have? How many of our decisions are really being made by Google or Facebook and Apple? Here's a sample of Freakonomics Radio.
There's been this really worrisome shift with a handful of companies, Facebook, Apple, Google, that now have an outsized influence on how we use the internet.
What we've seen in the last 7 or 8 years is that around those open spaces we created in the first 2 decades, a new set of control points is beginning to emerge on the net.
We're seeing the birth of a new center of power, real power.
That, again, is Zeynep Tufekci at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
We depend on these technologies that have been in many ways wonderful and fascinating, and they've greatly enriched my life. But these companies have major power, and they're making significant decisions unilaterally. So there's a whole host of new questions that haven't even been explored.
Like whether we're trading that open and exhilarating internet for a more insular, siloed internet experience. Like the way Facebook prefers the ice bucket challenge over police protests, showing us things it thinks we'll like instead of what might actually be important. Or Yochai Benkler says, take this seemingly innocuous shift from the desktop to the mobile internet.
More than half of internet access, if you think of time and particular uses, is now moving to the smartphone.
Which has also prompted internet users to migrate from general-purpose web browsers to single-purpose apps. Your Facebook app, your Twitter app, your Wall Street Journal app.
When browsers first came out in the 1990s, the idea was, here is a universal standard for describing what it is you want to say or show. And if you use that universal language, then anyone using any device can implement this reader. And essentially what the browsers did was they decentralized power from the operating system. If you were writing for Windows, you needed to write for Windows in this way. If you were writing for Apple, you needed to write for Apple in that way. Once you could write something on the web, you could write to this general purpose reader, the browser, and anything could run. What happened with the app is that you got special purpose containers, if you will, for every kind of content. So you shifted from a general purpose platform that's based on open standards and anyone can write what they want to a platform that says, write a very special program that fits only your data. It's a complete transformation.
That's the 2017 Webby Award-winning episode, Is the Internet Being Ruined? From the podcast Freakonomics Radio. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Our local podcast today is called Creative City. Tamia Stinson hosts the show. I had the pleasure of meeting Tamia at our WVXU podcast meetup a short time ago. She's a superwoman and a recent winner of the Hale Foundation Award. Here's a sample of Tamia Stinson's Creative City podcast as she speaks with design expert and entrepreneur Lee Spurrier about starting a business in OTR just after the riots in 2001.
Life Aesthetics was the name that I started under.
Yeah.
And so I started that business with like $8,000,
wow.
You know, just a small amount of money, you know. And so I, you know, I really didn't need to work for a couple of years first so much.
Were you still doing the interior design as you were starting the business, the retail side?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually ran a store and kept completely like, you know, immaculate store hours. So yeah. I was like, once I was, and people weren't doing that in Over the Rhine at the time, but I did. From the get-go, I felt like you really can't run a retail store, be a serious merchant if you don't keep, you know, a very sort of consistent hours. So, you know, I opened Life Aesthetics actually, you know, a couple of months, and it was a bit of an act of indignance, I have to say. I had been dissuaded from opening the big store by a couple of people in town whose entire job was actually to promote you know, urban sort of gentrification, which is a word that I think is an incendiary word anyway. But,
sure. But
you know, what they were trying to do was preserve, you know, to keep the creative class in Cincinnati and keep them, you know, stores like mine should have been the poster child for change. And so I had approached a couple of people, and I'm not going to name names, but one in particular, you know, was very dismissive and was like, you know, I mean, if I was going to bring a store to Cincinnati, Lee, I'd open a Crate and Barrel. I'd open a Crate and Barrel, you know, that kind of thing. And I was like, that's not the kind of thinking I was looking for. And so, you know, I was very, yes. So I was marginalized very quickly when I reached out to sort of say, hey, I'm the person that you're looking for. Like, I just relocated myself here to do exactly what you guys are so desperate to see happen.
Yeah.
And I met with some pushback. And we had had the riots,
right?
And you know, I'd lived right in the middle of Over the Rhine during that experience, and seeing everybody twist it, you know, twist people's words, take every, you know, the whole thing was really so disturbing from beginning to end. And so, in an act of real indignance, and in a partnership with Urban Sites at the time, they gave me 6 months free rent, and I opened a store in 13th and Clay.
That's a sample from the local podcast Creative City with Tamia Stinson. Tamia is using her Hale Foundation Award funds to connect Cincinnati's creative talent with those who can hire him. One way she does that is with the Creative City podcast and interviews like this with High Street owner Lee Spurrier. That's Creative City, available right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. It's time to check out the movers and the shakers on the iTunes podcast charts as presented by iTunescharts.net. For the first time in over 2 months, the hit podcast S-Town isn't number one. It's number two. But that doesn't mean its run is over. Just look at its sister podcast, Serial. It debuted in September of 2014, and as of yesterday, was still in the podcast top 10 2.5 years later. The podcast that is number one right now, for the moment at least, is The Daily. It's the New York Times podcast that debuted in February and features host Michael Barbaro with the most important stories of the day ahead. That's The Daily, number one right now on the iTunes podcast chart. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two cool resources. NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. The show features a peek at podcasts that feature vibrant voices, engaging points of view, and novel approaches to storytelling. And for a quick and powerful review of some of the latest podcasts, go to NPR's earbud.fm. They use a unique way to help you discover podcasts with categories like Brighten My Day or Feast for Your Ears or Serious Stuff. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.